What we're dealing with here, littering air, is a complete lack of respect for the law.
And smoke in the reef.
Called the dust pop.
We live in a society of laws.
Dust pop?
Yeah. No, it's not real.
This thing of weed.
Takes one shot a weekend of training to get that bag.
Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome back to the Pap Nation Roll Call. This is an episode that we do once a week. They're relatively short, and we talk about all the things that are going on out there in the crazy world, as well as all the things that are going on here behind the scenes in my crazy world. The full version of these will be available to members only. The public will start getting these in part. And then the rest of the episode goes to members only. If you want to check out our membership, go to patreon.com, patreon.com/Police Academy Podcast, or just search for us on their website and you will find our membership. We have three options, something for everyone. So go check it out. All right, let's jump into it. First, we got to talk about Minneapolis, the most entertaining city council in recent modern memory, because they are a bunch of morons, generally speaking. So first, Minneapolis, they decided they were going to pay influencers to, during the George Floyd trial, the trial for these officers, right? Influencers, because apparently they don't think a public relations office is good enough. Or more likely, they think that the public, at least in Minneapolis, and I suppose to them that includes the Black Lives Matter protesters from all over the country, doesn't trust a PR office. And that makes perfect sense if you're them. So they're going to pay private citizens to, you know, people in the community that the community trusts. They're going to pay them to get messages out during the trial so that the right information would be released quickly. And I'm all about getting the right information out there. Maybe they're onto something. Maybe it's just too politically incorrect. But my understanding of how this is supposed to work is that the media is supposed to get the correct information out there. I don't know. My two cents. But yeah, so they're going to pay influencers. That did not go over well, and I don't think it's going to happen. But yeah, hey, Minneapolis, there's a thing called a PR office or a PR officer. And in a trial, yeah, like you can have public officials put out information. That's generally the best place and should be the least biased place to get information in a situation like this. Now, Minneapolis, again, does not disappoint in the entertainment category. Another thing that they're still working on is defunding and dismantling the Minneapolis Police Department. But it's not going as they expected. From one of these individuals involved, I'll just read this quote. "I would predict that this department on day one is going to look an awful lot like a police department and the Office of Violence Prevention, both as they currently exist, but reporting to the new commissioner." End quote. Interesting. So this individual is realizing that after all of this work, dismantling the police department and replacing it with their own public safety bullshit organization, whatever they come up with, is going to look just like a police department. It's going to be the same thing with a different name and a different leader, right? Currently, I believe the Minneapolis Police Department is controlled or underneath the mayor. The mayor has like ultimate authority, even over the chief, and then they're switching that to a commissioner instead of the mayor. But the rest of it, they're just polishing a turd, and this person is realizing it. And that's what happens when you have a movement whose goals, number one, that doesn't state its goals in a way that the general public is going to recognize them and acknowledge them. And then you have a media that that is complicit in this as well and not getting the correct information out there about this movement, Black Lives Matter. But you have a movement that wants to completely burn the system down and replace it with a Marxist system, and beyond that, a black nationalist system. But they want to burn our system down, and they need useful idiots to do it. And the person that I just quoted is one of those useful idiots, and they're realizing it. That's the fun part. Because when you have a movement like this with goals like they do, and no one seems to notice what their goals are, despite all of the evidence, when you start heading down the path of trying to work toward the movement's goals, and you're a normal, sane American, you start to realize that this isn't going to work. You know, many people who, you know, have the Black Lives Matter sticker on their car and, you know, support Black Lives Matter, all this stuff, are completely naive to what the movement wants. And they want reform in policing. They want to see police departments do better. And I am for that. I think I have a much better idea of where we can do better than the general public. I know I do. But they legitimately want a better system. They want our police officers to be better. They want the departments to train better, etc. They want policy change that'll keep people safe. Okay, fair enough. We'll talk about that. But they're supporting a movement that doesn't want that. Defund, dismantle is another way of saying burn it down. And so they're starting to realize that. And I find it quite entertaining. Yes, it's scary. Fortunately, I live nowhere near Minneapolis. And as things are going now, I will hopefully never live really close to any big city like Minneapolis ever again. But it is quite entertaining as people start to wake up and see that it's not what they thought it was, that they're starting to see the chunks of dog shit in the Kool-Aid. I hate to say it, but I told you so. All right. So next up, our weekly wisdom, an update on new merch, and a look into the book from which our motto came and why it matters for all of us. If you want to hear the rest of our Pap Nation roll call, head on over to patreon.com and then just search Police Academy Podcast. You'll find us. We have three membership levels, from the lowest, where you're never going to notice it in your bank account every month. It's, you know, monthly membership, to the top tier, which gets you access to everything. Go check it out. patreon.com/Police Academy Podcast. So bye now for all of you, and to our members, I'll see you on the flip side.